Welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to share the power of the Word with the world. You are listening to Distilled Faith, the show about prayer. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show. On today's episode, what do we do when we feel too busy to pray? Every day we have countless demands on our time, and sometimes we wish that we were living someone else's life when we could add more time to the day and accomplish all we wanted to do. But what do we do about the life we're living right now, and how do we make sure that we are praying as we ought? So on today's episode, I welcome Sean to the show. Sean, great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I have a wonderful craft Oktoberfest for us to share today while we're talking about prayer.
Fantastic. I'm kind of thirsty.
Good. You came to the right place.
Good.
So, Sean, tell me, how is it for you trying to fit prayer into the rest of your life?
Can be difficult. It can... Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you got these great intentions and the day hits you like a ton of bricks, and next thing you know, you're off to the day and grabbing the coffee and the protein bar and to the office, working.
And then from there, it can just be what we call like the rat race. You know, just go from one thing to the next, meetings, appointments, and all of a sudden before we know it, it's evening time or nighttime and we're like, oh my gosh, how much time did I pray today?
That is correct, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's interesting. When I am talking to people about trying to be more successful at their daily prayer life, one of the things that I first want to ask them is, well, are their intentions matched with their state in life, their vocation, their job, and all of those things, from their family responsibilities and their professional ones? St. Francis de Sales, great thinker, great writer. Introduction to the Devout Life is one of his famous books that has never been out of print. And one of the things that he tells us is to make sure that our intentions to pray match our state in life. So he says it would be ridiculous for a bishop to want to live a solitary life like a monk, or for a family working person to worry about money or, you know, being poor like a religious brother or sister, et cetera, et cetera. And so, I don't know, do you feel like you can resonate with that? Like maybe sometimes you're drawn to a life of maybe more time spent in prayer, but like trying to appreciate the times that you do spend?
I think when I do settle down and do have a moment of prayer and a moment of solitude and peace, it is very rewarding. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I will have to admit that does not occur a lot.
Right. So when I'm trying to think for my own life and for the lives of others too about how we pray, if we feel like what we're striving for is fitting for our life, then the next question that I try to bring to the table is, well, then how can we be more successful at the practice of that? So if we look at the life of Jesus, one of the things that the scriptures tell us is that he did pray a good bit. And this was before emails and pastoral council meetings and all sorts of other things that priests have to wrestle with these days. But one of the things we learn first is that he got up early before dawn. What time of the day, for example, do you try to insert time or times of prayer?
I will pray when I wake up a tad. And I do pray when I'm going down the road in my vehicle.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not as maybe devotional as it should be.
But fitting to being on the road, I don't want you to close your eyes and bow your head if you're on the road with me. So.
No, but I am a good driver.
That's a show for another time.
Yes, sir. I like listening to songs, Christian music songs, because I do think there's some prayerful intent in those songs. Sometimes, not always, but yeah. There's a lot of beautiful songs out there that are contemporary, even some of the older songs, whatever that may mean.
Sure.
And there's some times of reflection in those in those words.
Well, and I think, you know, one of the distinctions we can make is the prayer times where I'm not doing anything else, you know, but I'm really just focused on the relationship and that communication with the Lord, you know, offering and receiving. But then those prayers on the go, right? The prayer in the car, the prayer listening to music with other ways, like those prayerful states or prayerful modes in the midst of being on the go in the midst of your life. And again, I think we need to find a balance for both of those. But one of the times, or one of the ways I would encourage people, when I hear people say, and you haven't said this today yet, but it's along the lines that, you know, our viewers ask, like, well, but I'm not yet finding enough time to pray. Well, one of the other things that scriptures tell us about how Jesus prayed is he went off to a secluded place. And of course, now we have all of our electronic devices. It's so easy to be tethered to them wherever we are. So I would encourage people to, you know, turn off our notifications on our apps, maybe even silence our phones. Try to, as best we can, create that secluded place. Because if not, man, it's amazing how much time that can eat up where we keep on being called away. Do you find that as well?
Yeah, I believe it can overwhelm you in a way, and you find that you're not the person you want to be. You're a person of someone else's time, if you will.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, we're saying that, you know, not the person you want to be. Certainly, I think first and foremost, the question is, you know, who does God want me to be? What priorities does he want me to set? And, you know, I try not to reinforce Catholic guilt, but one of the things that could reinforce Catholic guilt, I hope it doesn't, but is really to consider when it comes to making time for prayer, however that is, whether it's on the go as well as specific time set aside for God, one of the things for us to consider is the first commandment. You know, I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods beside me. And I think in its context, you know, thousands of years ago, we can say, well, clearly that was the worship of other false deities of the pagan nations that had idols and statues associated with them. But it's so important, I think, for the modern person to understand that the things that you sacrifice your time for and your treasure and all those, that those can be basically, practically speaking, idols. And so I always want to encourage a person to look at their schedule and say, maybe what are the things that I'm putting too much emphasis on or that have a hold on me, that are possessing me, that are preventing me from making that time to pray.
Do you think there are false idols today?
I would say anything that you give your time, talent, or treasure to that is due God is by definition, you know, an idol.
I agree.
And, you know, I didn't come up with this quote, but someone told me it. They said, if you're too busy to pray, then you're busier than God wants you to be. And so I think that's a good question for our reflection is, when we think to ourselves, I'm just too busy to pray, I would say full stop. It's time to take a break, look at my schedule, maybe with the help of another friend who can see something that I can't see, but making sure that if I say that I'm too busy to pray, then something needs to, you know, be looked at so that I can make God more of a priority.
It might be just maybe possible that it's just the struggle that I have with God's will over my own. And mm-hmm. so the idea of prayer is also not praying seems somewhat easier when you're in a busy frame of mind. Yeah. And so to calm down, get away from the chaos, and hopefully surrender to God. The prayer of surrender by St. Ignatius is a beautiful prayer.
Yeah. The sushipe, the take, Lord, receive.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do as you will.
Well, and I think what you were saying too about how it can be so easy to be in a mode that is very busy and very active, and it's a struggle sometimes to readjust that. And I think one of the things for us to consider too is that even if I don't think in these terms, I get a little reward from my work, like answering emails or responding to these tasks, because especially task-driven people, I get to check these boxes, look at all these things I did. But when you look at time set aside for prayer, there's that question, there's that doubt. Did I actually accomplish anything? I didn't feel anything happen. And we may not even be conscious of that bias to say, I just didn't find time to pray today. But really, it's, I don't want to waste 15 minutes if I'm not sure that I'm really accomplishing something meaningful. And I think that's where the challenge of faith is. Like, can I set this time aside trusting that even if I don't see the fruits immediately, that it was time well spent?
Yes. You don't get the immediate gratification, possibly. You don't get that praise from God.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yes, I think over time you certainly get it more so than from someone happy that you finished the job for them. Well done in that case.
Right, right. Yeah. I think it's a good question for all of us to look at. And I think that when we do, and we can make sure that we are truly setting that time aside and commit to it, regardless of what we can immediately perceive as the results, but we persevere, then I think we'll be, you know, more faithful. So it's, if I feel too busy to pray, but then if I'm not confident of the value of prayer over time, you know. Just to share one quick story, there was a gentleman who was in a small group conversation, and he said that he had gotten up early. So we talked about getting up early. So he had made a decision to get up early before work each day, about a half an hour, and to go to the local adoration chapel at his church and to pray. But he was reporting to this group that after months of doing that, he stopped doing that. And so I said, well, why did you stop doing that? And he just said, well, I just felt so dry and so, like, again, nothing was happening. And I was like, okay, interesting. And so I said, well, that half an hour that you were getting up early to come to church and pray, what are you doing with that time now that you're not spending it in prayer? You know, what are the other things? And he's like, well, I sometimes spend more time reading the paper and, you know, looking at the funnies and whatever else. I was like, okay, so you're telling me that it's God's will that you spend more time reading the morning paper than you do spending time in prayer? He looked at me and looked at the group. He's like, well, when you put it that way. Yeah. But I think, again, that's why it's so important to be committed to oneself, that when I make a prayer commitment, that I stick to it, even if I don't see the immediate results. We can change it, but we want to make sure we change it for the right reasons. And maybe with the help of a friend, someone who can help us see if there's a bias that we're, you know, not aware of. But by staying committed, we will have those times when we get up early and we pray, and God gives us the gift, a gracious, free gift of just the consolation of knowing that He is with us and He loves us, and He's always with us. He always loves us. We don't always feel the consolation of His presence, but if we are faithful, just even if you're a mathematician, statistically, if you stay true to prayer, you'll have more opportunities where you felt consolation than if you stopped praying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Fun little story to share. So, Sean, what is something in your life that encourages you to continue with all the challenges and obstacles that we face in our faith journey? Is there something that inspires you to stick with it and keep on going forward?
Toward what matter? I'm sorry, it didn't. I mean, yeah. In my prayerful life or my...
Yeah, just your life with the Lord, your faith journey?
I think I would always feel, well, I'm comfortable in the sense that if your prayer for life and your journey and your devotion of being a good person and living, you know, the commandments and Jesus' teaching, that the fruit of the Spirit will always be there. You asked me earlier about when I do pray, and one of the times I do pray is sometimes when I'm going into a meeting. I have on my phone under my notes, I have the gift of the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and they've always. Just giving that a read, it helps you with a little quiet prayer prior to the meeting, just to calm yourself, to make sure that you're not offensive to anyone. They're there. They have their different ideas, and you have your own ideas. So that you may have a disagreement, and let's flesh that out. Not back up to the sins of the flesh, but to flesh it out with how you can agree or get to a consensus on how you can do for the good of the order for that particular reason why you're meeting. So those are helpful little times.
Yeah, so I mean, what I would summarize what I'm hearing is, you know, it's, you may not always feel all the warm fuzzies every time you fulfill your prayer commitment, but to just take a time to stop and give it over to the Lord and pray, we can see the little signs of peace, the little, you know, the value that is brought into the rest of our active life. You know, that time of prayer has a direct impact on just our time of work and all the other responsibilities we have.
Yes.
Well, as we conclude, do you have a favorite saint scripture or quote that you keep in your back pocket that inspires you when you need it most?
I thought about saints, and I of course, I like the big saints, the Saint Ignatius, Saint Francis, Saint Augustine. But my thought about knowing that you were going to ask that question, it would be St. Mary, Our Lady, and they just, because she did surrender, she was a completely committed, a wonderful example of how to live a life.
Yeah, and her example of prayer, she pondered things in her heart. You know, yes. She just contemplated with the Lord and bore lots of fruit, for sure.
One day I hope to meet.
Yes, me too. And if you don't make it, there's no hope for me.
I doubt that.
Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed today's episode, please like, share, and subscribe, and click the bell to be notified of future episodes. And we'd love to hear from you. Please leave your comments below. We want to give a shout out to all of our sponsors. Thank you so much for supporting us. And if you would like to support us on future episodes, you can see the Patreon link below. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time on Distilled Faith.